Actually, before I do that, I'd like our three developers to stand up because I see that we have not properly recognized you yet today. Nathan, Brian, Chris Fitzpatrick. I know, you know, if you don't know who these people are, where's Chris? He's back there. Yes. A round of applause. Exactly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because for all of our needs, you listen to us, you digest what we have to say, you engage with us, and in the end, you go off and build things that we are not capable of doing ourselves. So we really appreciate your efforts. I want to talk a little bit about the public user interface enhancements work. One of the breakout sessions I will be leading, and we'll be talking about it in depth. So if you're interested in, you know, moving down into detail, please join that conversation later on. But we have started the work. It began in July. We've engaged a design firm, the Cherry Hill Company. They are leading the process. We have a fabulous member working group that has come together to make sure that you all are represented in this process, and actually that you're at the forefront of this process and your use of archive space is at the forefront of the process. So do we have any of the working group members here with us today? Please stand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we have been meeting, thank you very much. We have been meeting bi-monthly at this point. Those meetings are led by the project manager at the design firm. What we're doing is working through a user-centered design process to review what is currently there in terms of the public user interface, but to begin to define what which publics will be part of our public user interface. So we're starting with a very active exercise, which I'm sure many of you have participated in before, to develop personas. Those personas are in the process of being refined. They are also in the process of being tested. We'll have some testing taking place at Harvard, at Rice, and at Yale next week. That will be followed by a wireframing exercise in which a whole set of wireframes based on those personas will be developed and worked through, and we'll be working with the working group to refine those until we arrive at, through an iterative process, a scope of work that Brian will be leading the core development of for the core work that will be part and parcel of the core archive space code. What I would like to do is also encourage all of you, if you have not looked at those pages on the wiki, all of the work of the working group is there. Every single recording of every single call is there. All of you member reps, you have usernames and passwords. If you want to comment, please do. We would love to hear from you. Don't have to be a formal member of the group to participate in the conversation. The group is leading that conversation, but we absolutely welcome all of your participation. And the project will run through December, more or less. But the development work that Brian's going to be spearheading will actually be starting next month. So we have lots of things sort of running in parallel. But you're welcome to keep track of any of that, and I encourage you to do so as it's happening. And please contact me or anybody else on the working group if you have questions, if you want to follow up on anything, if something doesn't make sense, please let us know, and we'll be happy to keep you up to date. Thanks.